I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh my god, it's Princess Holly.
Yay, Canada!
Canada!
Yes. Welcome to Toku Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kay.
And this is episode 30.
Apparently.
Yeah. I mean, I have got the numbers wrong a couple of times.
And we've been doing this for 2 years and we've only done 30 episodes. It's like, I could do math.
No, less than 2 years.
Okay, less than 2 years.
Yeah.
But probably like 20 months?
Yeah, we're getting very close.
Yeah. So that's more than one a month.
Yeah, exactly. See?
Should be one a week, Holly.
Oh,
imagine how much stuff we could have got. We'd probably be tired right now. Bored of this format.
We'd have nothing to say.
We already have nothing to say. We just say things until it's over.
I mean, yeah. But that is what a podcast is, though. Say stuff until it's over.
Most people have structure, format, ideas.
Yeah, we have challenges.
We do have challenges.
We have our challenges.
And they pretty much inform most of what the podcast is about. In fact, I think we should just start with challenges in the future. Let's not. I'm not ready yet.
Oh my god, see, you threw me. You threw me there and I got really scared.
I mean,
I was like, no, Kate, this isn't the time to do this.
I mean, yeah. I don't think it's going to last that long.
We should say yesterday was the GMAs.
The Games Media Awards, for those of you who do not know what the GMAs is.
Yes.
It could stand for Good Morning America is apparently a thing.
Okay.
Because if you search GMA, it comes with that. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to win that.
Is it? I could give it a go.
It could stand for
Grapes Mountains Ahoy.
It could stand for Girls Must Always... What must they always, Holly?
That's
the mystery. That's where you turn up to the GMAs to find out what girls must always.
We were nominated for 2 awards each, including podcast. We didn't win anything.
We won respect. Because the thing with the GMAs is, right, you either win or you lose, or you come in between where they read out your name and everyone goes, yeah! And you're like, aw.
I mean, it was just us
it
going,
was
yeah.
But... A lot of us, yeah. But there was some of the other room that went, woo.
Who the fuck's that?
They sound pleasant. Yeah. But we didn't win, but I had a really good night.
Oh, I had a brilliant night. Although I had a very weird end to the night. Where I ended up walking just like across London. And then just being like, okay, yeah, I'm going to go home.
You didn't walk that far.
It felt very far.
In the shoes we were wearing, yeah, it did feel. Yeah. Quite far.
Yes, but we got dressed up nice. We had a good time.
We did.
The people who won are brilliant. So
most
that's always
of them.
Good.
Most of
Ooh,
them.
Oh, we're gonna throw that
no,
out
we're
there
not.
And be
we're
mysterious.
Not. Mm, well, we're not a podcast all, that bitches about people.
All apart from.
I don't know anyone well enough to pretend to hate them.
No, yeah. See, that's the issue. We could be like, yeah, this person. They'll be like, who are you?
And
why
be
are you
like,
being mean?
Yeah, I mean, we know everybody who won awards. Some more well than others.
Yes.
But I wouldn't feel comfortable pretending to think they were shit in case they thought we were being serious.
Yeah.
I love everyone, is my point.
Okay.
Except and there was... that Holly Nielsen.
I mean...
What a bitch.
She is human scum.
She's always like, I'm Holly. I like Metro the Musical. And being small.
I mean... If I had one, I would have gone up and sang at least the first half of Metro the Musical, which is a good
that would have
4
been
minutes.
Weird out of context. You know what you should do? Because at the GMAs, there was Marioki, which is karaoke, where people rewrite all the karaoke songs to be about video games. Some of them are very good. What if we had Metro the Musical and you rewrote it to be about video games, Holly?
Oh, man. That's, like, the nichest thing of all time. That's the most niche.
No one would ever choose it because no one would know what it was. It'd be like,
first of all, this song is 8 minutes long. And second of all, what is Metro the Musical to begin with? And then that's where I pop out of a box and go, well, well.
And everyone's like, oh, there was a box here the whole time.
I'm like, Metal Gear Solid. I'm inching about in my box.
Mm-hmm. Metal Gear Solid doesn't have karaoke. Does it? I don't know. I've never played it.
It must do at some point. It's one of those weird games where I was like, you remember it's canon that Solid Snake pisses his pants. So, someone does always piss their pants. Isn't that a thing?
I don't know. I've never played a game.
I've only played bits of five. I've never played a game.
So what else have we? We're going to a really fancy event tomorrow.
Yeah, which explains the intro.
Yeah. Okay, so here's what happened, right? I added myself to a few PR lists for the purpose of being on PR lists. It's quite an important thing to do. I did some food writing, I did some travel writing, and I was like, it'd be nice to be kept in the loop. However, for whatever reason, that has meant that I got invited to this, I think it's called Insider London.
It's got like every word. Yeah. It's like media, mixer, tech, future.
Movers and shakers.
Movers and shakers is the best thing. Because movers and shakers says to me is that it sounds like a very old turn of phrase. Do you know what I mean?
It sounds like 60s dancing.
Yeah.
And we don't really know how to dance.
We did dance last night. We danced.
Romantically.
It was very romantic.
It was adorable.
No one else was dancing, apart from me and Kate just spinning around.
I am impressed I didn't fall over, because there was a lot of spinning and alcohol and heels.
Yeah, I mean, we did very good. I think that alone deserves some kind of recognition.
And then we woke up in bed together. That did actually happen.
We do that most times.
Yeah. But anyway, so we've been invited to this thing, this media mixer, future tech, movers and shakers thing. And the only reason I said yes to it was because it sounded so weird.
So, like, we were like, Kate described it to me, and I was like, I honestly have no idea what this
is. I thought you were going to say no. I was like, do you want to do something on Thursday evening? And you were like, yeah. And I was like, what if? What if it was an event at, like, Tower Bridge, and it's being hosted for some reason by the High Commission of Canada, and I don't know if that's a building or a person.
Yeah, we were kind of sat there like, is it the thing, or is it a man or a woman?
We Googled it, and I'm still not really sure.
Though if I go along, if we go along, we'll say, oh, we're here to meet the High Commissioner, and they're like, show us towards a building.
Is that a building in the corner of the room that's like, hello, it's lovely to meet you.
A building with a little like bow tie on, like, hello, I'm the High Commissioner.
Is that your Canadian accent, Holly?
I can't do a Canadian accent. You should do. I'm sure they would love that.
You should do it right now.
I can't say. What do you say? A boat. A boat. Is that it? I'm going to offend so many people.
I don't think they're listening. It's fine.
Are you telling me that most Canadian people don't listen to this podcast?
Yes! Statistically, yes!
No.
Most British people don't listen to this podcast. Not that you can do a British accent either.
How dare you? How dare you?
Although, you're Geordie.
Kate did have an amazing quote today, which I don't think I'll ever forget. We were talking about accents. And accents that we like. And Kate was like, you know, I'm a sucker for an accent. I once went out with a man from Burnley. And I was just like, looked at you. I was like, that's like the least sexy accent. If you're not aware, Burnley is a town. And talk like then Burnley. Talk like this.
Holly, don't. I'm blushing. You do.
It's awful.
It's not. It's endearing. Shut up.
Oh god. And you just, but you said it in a kind of like, you got this kind of like wanderlust fog over your face and like, Burnley.
I did not say it like that.
I think you did.
I did not.
And there's only one witness, and it's me. So
you're unreliable.
I think, how dare you? I would stand up and court my testimony.
Anyway, I've ticked Burnley off the list.
Yeah, so you've got Burnley. Got that.
Northampton.
Oh, we got all the glamour
Essex
places. Yep, got that
sexy
one.
Sexy Essex accent.
Yeah. I'm trying to think now. What are mine? Essex.
Ha! You hypocrite.
What? Hey!
You've made fun of me.
Well, yeah.
You made fun of me.
Again, yeah, but it's the way you say it. It makes it sound like Burnley and Essex and all the places. Northamptonshire? Is that a thing?
Northamptonshire is a
okay,
thing.
Okay, right, okay, cool. There, that's what, yeah.
You done?
Maybe.
You're done?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
For that.
I thought it was worth sharing. I thought I like laughed at that, yeah, for a good like 2 minutes.
I know you did. I was there.
Yeah.
I was the other witness to this.
You can't
this
be a witness to your own thing.
I was a witness to your thing, which was laughing at me.
Yeah. There was quite a lot of that.
There always is when I'm around you.
Oh.
What else are we doing? So tomorrow we're going to go to this thing.
Yeah.
And we're going to meet the person / building.
We're going to meet the building. All the concept. All the feeling.
The spirit.
The climate.
Of Canada. Okay.
The spirit again. I imagine like, the lights go down and they open the door and they're like, please, welcome. The spirit. And a waft of maple syrup just enters the room. And we all just, like, under this cloud. I'm like, oh, wow.
I think you're being racist.
I feel kindness coming over. Yeah, they're all nice things. It's fine. It's fine.
Honestly, I'm going to be disappointed if Justin Trudeau isn't there.
I mean,
He's not going to be there.
Oh, but imagine,
even our mayor isn't going to be there.
That's bullshit. I want to meet.
And it's basically his office that we're going to.
Yeah, he's probably leaving.
What
to
if
avoid.
He is there? He's not going to be there, is he?
If I met Justin Trudeau...
We're not talking about Justin Trudeau, we're talking about Sadiq Khan.
Well, I would like to meet him too. I mean, not as much.
What if they kissed?
I mean, yeah, I'd really like
I
that.
Ship it.
I
ship that.
I ship that.
I ship the Mayor of London and the Prime Minister of Canada. And me?
And you, what? So like a weird kissing threesome of you and two nice liberal politicians.
Oh, that's the dream.
What else does a girl want out of life?
You can have Theresa May.
Oh, come on. Oh my god, I feel like if she kissed you, it would be like a dementor sucking your soul out.
Oh, getting political on Talking Podcasts. Let's not do that.
Not so much political as just...
You wouldn't want to kiss her?
No.
Because she'd suck out your soul?
Yeah.
In a non-sexy way?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks like my old headmistress.
She looks like every old headmistress that's ever existed.
Exactly.
Which I think is like her aesthetic. I think she enjoys that.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well rock it if you got it.
If that's the only angle you can go for, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, put some pearls on.
Yeah.
Wear a blazer. And, yeah. Be strict.
Get some kind of sensible heels. And,
point at people.
Yeah, got to point at people.
Tell
and you've
off.
Got to look disapproving.
All the time.
Yes.
And suck people's souls out.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say something else there. I do not know what kind of school you went to.
No, we're, like I said, we're not going to get too political here.
Yeah. Yeah,
We're going to fancy boys.
Yeah.
We're all right with that.
And or women.
We don't fancy Theresa May is what we've discovered so far.
Yeah.
Do you fancy any female political leader? Because there's only like three.
Yeah. I mean, if you had to do one, it would be Hillary. 100%.
Okay. Well, fuck, marry, kill. Hillary.
Yeah.
Theresa May.
Mm-hmm.
Angela Merkel.
Okay, well, I would...
This is terrible. I'm so sorry.
This is a difficult one. I would kill Theresa May.
Okay.
I would fuck Merkel.
Okay.
And I would marry Hillary.
Well.
Yeah. What about you?
Probably the same.
You can't ask the question and then away from the answer.
I'm pretty sure mine would be the same, so that's not very interesting. They're not political leaders, but you know who is very attractive?
Yeah.
Basically all the Scandinavian monarchy.
Yeah, because they're Scandinavian.
Oh my god. Like, the women in particular.
Yeah, well, it's like my family. My family, the female side of my dad's family, which is the Scandinavian side, are all beautiful.
I know, right? It's not fair.
Yeah, and then, I mean, the men are... But the women are lovely.
We've had this discussion before about Danish men.
Yes, and I will stand by the fact that...
Viggo Mortensen, Mads Mikkelsen...
And even then...
That's about it.
Only... Viggo Mortensen as Aragorn.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Nicolai Coster-Waldau from Game of Thrones plays Jaime Lannister.
Oh, no, yeah. He's hot.
He's hot. But once he gets to the age that Viggo Mortensen is, he'll, like, his cheekbones will sag and he'll start to look a little weird.
Kind of hollow.
Maybe.
Yeah. Like a kind of carved out of a gnarled tree.
I still would Mads Mikkelsen, though.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like he'd kill you straight
afterwards. Yeah, I mean, that's like 90% of his appeal.
Yeah,
he's
we all
Hannibal.
Love that serial killer
yeah,
chic.
Yeah, you know, he dresses up in these fancy suits and he'll cook you a beautiful meal made out of your own mum and then you'll be
what more can a girl ask for?
Flowers? I don't know.
Flowers made out of...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Is. Body parts.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I'm not into flowers, actually, so I shouldn't have said flowers.
Oh, see, I quite like getting flowers. Because I just think they really, like, make a room look
oh,
nice.
Oh, you are such a mum.
No, they do.
You're
look
such
nice.
A mum.
Plants and flowers.
I just love flowers because they bring the room together.
No, plants and flowers make a house. They make a home.
Blah.
They do.
Blog.
Are you disagreeing with me?
Yeah. What? I had flowers in my room once and they died and then they kind of shriveled up and looked really gross.
Well, yeah, that's because you're meant to kind of get rid of them before they just die.
Well, yeah, but the bin was far away, Holly. Anyway, I would rather a cute boy gave me a present that meant something.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously that's preferable, but I'm not going to say no.
If we had an in-joke about flowers, then sure.
Oh, see, I quite like... Okay. I mean, again, obviously, something that's kind of sweet and personal and... But, you know, flowers are nice. I'll take flowers.
Don't get me flowers. I don't want your flowers.
Too late. Oh, shit. I have to cancel those.
You've never got me...
roses.
The last gift you got me was a penis, Holly. You got me a wooden penis.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. It was a Pikachu.
Yes.
But the gift before that was a wooden penis.
Yeah. I just shower you in gifts. That's what this is a demonstration of.
It's like one cute and then one gross. Yeah. It's kind of like how Windows operating systems work, where one is great and one is terrible, and then the next one's great.
Yeah, so
not that I'm saying the wooden penis was terrible.
It was pretty special.
It was
painted
terrible.
Wooden penis.
It was green.
Keyring.
It was
the
green.
Other one was bright orange, and I thought the green was better than the orange.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Based on what?
I don't know, but the orange looks kind of...
diseased?
Yeah.
They both look diseased.
Yeah, but I feel the green was the lesser
Mine
of two evils.
Mine had flowers on it.
Yeah, they all had flowers on them.
Why?
I don't know. They were in, like... Obviously, you know when you go to, like, tourist places and every shop has, like, the same selection of stuff. And there was just these wooden penises just about in various shops. And I was like, I'll get Kate one. Why
and
not?
Then you did.
Yeah. It was quite small. You could get friggin' huge ones. Like, bottle openers. So you, like, crank it up.
I actually used to have a wooden penis bottle opener.
Oh, well.
When I was a student.
Luckily, I didn't get you that.
It was
then.
In the house already. And we were like, well... It's a bottle opener, so we're gonna keep it.
Yeah.
But it was a wooden penis. It wasn't painted, though. It was just, you know, straight varnished wood. So it was actually quite nice.
I'm sure it felt lovely.
Quite a nice piece.
a piece
of art.
Yeah.
Piece. Yes.
So yeah, so the next present I get you is gonna have to be something really gross.
I mean, you could get me a wooden vagina.
A wooden vagina. I could get you a wooden vagina.
Do you think those exist?
Oh, they must do. 100%.
You could carve me a wooden vagina.
I could try. I mean, you've seen how artistically talented I am.
Those are words I wouldn't waste on you.
Oh!
I'm sorry, that was so mean.
That's so mean. I pride myself on my ability to...
Draw hands?
Draw.
I don't think you've ever seen hands.
No.
Should we do the challenge?
Let's do the challenge.
Because I don't know how long it's going to take, and I really want to get through all of it because it's very important to me.
Okay, okay.
So, the other day I was talking to someone about asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know when you're talking to someone new?
Yeah.
And you want to get to know them?
Yes.
And what I really like doing is asking questions that I care about the answer and playing Would You Rather.
Okay.
Which is kind of similar but on a different theme.
Yeah.
So when I'm feeling awkward around people, I tend to play Would You Rather. I'm like, I've got a couple of go-to, like, easy ones.
Like what?
Like, would you rather eat a plate of chicken eyes or sheep eyes? And some people really think about it. Some people go, sheep eyes. Or some people go, chicken eyes. And I'm like, ew, why? I would like neither. But, yeah, what would you say?
Chicken.
Chicken eyes.
Yeah.
See, I think
you
they would...
You could swallow them down. It would be like tapioca.
Oh,
you could kind of,
God. Look,
you could just get... Whilst sheep eyes, I think you'd have to at least bite into.
But a plate of sheep eyes is a lot... Less. Like, I'm thinking a small plate.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking, like, you don't have to, you know, do them one at a time. You could just shovel them in
but
and
I think,
get over it quicker.
I think, in my mind, chicken eyes are, for starters, really disgustingly creepy. They're, what? Like, orange and horrible.
Yes, sheep eyes are terrifying.
Well, they're also terrifying.
They're like,
but, like,
slits.
I'm pretty sure that chicken eyes would be really gritty. It would be like eating a plate of, like, ball bearings.
Better ball bearings than, yeah. Like... Almost like biting into a testicle.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like,
so I have eaten testicle before.
Of course.
What do you mean, of course?
No.
What are you...
I'm
Holly?
Not saying anything. No.
Holly.
It's fine. Yes.
Holly.
What?
How dare you? Anyway, I went to a fancy restaurant and ate balls.
Oh, of course you did.
And they were actually quite nice. But they did have that thing where in the middle they're hollow. You know it's coming. But you're still like, oh, this is where the juices were.
Yeah, I had a man chase me. It was in the
Is this story going?
In the Beijing night market. And I had a man chase me down the road with sheep's testicles on a skewer, shouting, "Sheep balls, white girl, do you want sheep balls?" Which was great. Well,
I mean, the fact that he chased you down the street and yelled "white girl" makes me think that he knew that your demographic just loves balls.
Well, that's what I was confused. I was like, this must be, I don't know, maybe tourists always go for the balls and they're like, oh, she'll
imagine,
love it.
Imagine the kind of girls that normally go to a market like that and they go, eee, balls, and then they buy some because that's what girls do. I don't know.
I saw a live snake get put on a skewer in that market, so balls were not the weirdest thing there.
Balls were not the weirdest thing there.
Maybe that's why he was trying to sell it, because he was like, shit, I know I don't have the edge angle here anymore. We've got Snake Man over here, we've got scorpions on a stick over there.
Sweet.
I need to up my game.
And so he ran around waving balls in your face.
Yeah.
Good. Anyway, my point is,
yes,
I like getting to know people by asking them strange questions.
Okay.
And I was telling someone this and I was like, oh, I need some questions to ask. And they went, oh, have you heard about this thing that I read on the New Yorker? No, the New York Times, different.
Yeah.
Less cool.
Cool.
And it's a set of questions that you ask to someone. And it's meant to be that once you finish these questions, they fall in love with you.
Oh my God.
I'm going to make you fall in love with me.
Okay, let's do this.
I'm going to make you fall in love with me.
But what happens if I already love you to begin with?
I'm going to make you fall more in love with me.
Okay,
like,
go.
Disgusting love, oh, where dear. You want to lick me.
Oh.
Yeah, don't, though. Okay.
Too late.
I mean, okay. set one.
Okay.
Hey.
Sets.
Hey, Holly.
Yeah,
hey. Hi. There's three sets.
Hi, okay. Hey.
So, given that some of these are really boring.
Okay.
Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest? Imagine we're on a date.
Okay.
right now.
I would have Matthew Bourne, who was a choreographer.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, am I meant to be answering these, like, seriously? Or, like, I would want to have, I don't know, the sheep balls man back, because he was such a big part of my life.
Serious is fine. I want you to get serious. I want you to get deep and
personal.
Okay,
yeah, I would pick Matthew Bourne.
Okay. Second question, would you like to be famous, and if so, in what way?
I like the idea of being respected in terms of career, but I don't like the idea of not being able to live a normal life. I basically want to be rich, and people go, oh, she's good, and then that's about it.
Rich and respected, I see.
Yeah,
is basically fame.
No, I don't want to be in magazines. I don't want people to recognise my face easily.
See ya. You could be seer.
Yeah, I'll be the seer of writing. Well, I'll just do normal writing, but then also put a wig on. Put a wig on so I can't see what I'm writing.
Can you feel us falling in love
right now? Yes, okay, yeah.
Before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say?
Well, it depends on the call. To my mum, no.
No.
If I'm like, I don't know, for like one of those, like a job thing, maybe? I don't know, not really, no.
What would constitute a perfect day for you?
Oh my God.
I did say some of these are quite boring.
Well, I'm trying to think now. Okay, right. A perfect day would probably be... I would probably... I like going to... Oh God. This just exposes how boring I am.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'd wake up, I'd have a cup of tea, and then I'd go back to sleep for 15 minutes. And then I'd wake up again, have another cup of tea.
And then I'd play some Overwatch.
And then I'd count my sums. And then I'd have more tea. Maybe some biscuits.
No. I like going to country houses, like National Trust. Go to there, walk around the gardens a bit.
Yep.
Go get really nice dinner.
Nice.
Maybe go get drinks afterwards.
Tea?
Yeah. Well, there'll be tea at the country house.
Yes.
And then gangbang.
Sweet. when did you last sing to yourself?
Earlier, when I was trying to describe a song to you.
When did you last sing to someone else?
Earlier, when I tried to describe
Sweet.
A song to you.
Okay, that was lovely.
Yeah.
If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or the body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want?
Mind, obviously.
But you're old.
Yeah?
Okay, yeah. That's.
Why would I choose body?
To be hot? I don't know. So people
I guess
would have
you could
sex
be,
with you?
I guess you could be, like, healthy in terms of you'd be able to, like, do fitness and stuff. But mind.
Okay. Do you have a secret hunch about how you'll die?
Oh, this is a really depressing question.
It is.
Yeah.
We're getting intimate.
Oh, God.
We're falling in love.
We're getting intimate by talking about death.
How are you going to die, huh?
How are you going to die? At the hands of a date. Yeah. There we go. That's how I think I'm going
to... Seriously?
No!
Good, because that's awful.
That's the worst way to die. I was meant to be doing a kind of you look like you're going to kill me. Because if someone asks you these questions...
How do you think you're going to die?
Exactly.
Like 10 minutes? Heart disease is what I figure.
Okay, yeah. I'm thinking...
Apparently it's quite common for women.
Yeah, probably heart disease or, like, stroke or something like that.
Fun.
Yeah.
Name three things you and your partner appear to have in common. I don't know if that means me and you.
Yeah, as in...
I think it means me and you.
Because otherwise then you're like, hey...
Yeah, fall in love with me, but also you're taken.
Yeah, also tell me about the person you're with at the moment.
Okay, so...
What do we have in common?
Name three things. You have to say this.
Okay, we have in common.
Yeah.
Vaginas.
Holly.
And then two boobs.
Holly, personality.
Okay.
Personality-wise. I mean, I'm glad you've noticed.
Thank you.
That we're both women.
Yeah. Two boobs.
We do have two boobs. But yes. Personality-wise, what do we have in common?
Okay, is this because you secretly have three boobs?
Secretly, yeah.
Secretly, okay. Well, I'd have to say, first of all, chaos, sense of humour. Okay. Also, we both have quite shit eyesight. But you give in and wear glasses while I'm stubborn.
Okay.
And we quite like similar style? I don't know.
Those are the worst
What
answers.
Am I meant to say? Oh, I think we both really think about the environment.
Well, we don't. You know? That would be a lie.
Well, yeah, but that's the kind of... What do they want me to say?
I don't know, things like...
We both think we're going to die from heart disease? Is that one?
Moving on. For what in your life do you feel most grateful?
What in my life do I feel most grateful? My friends and family. What else? What am I going to say? Because
I think this is very one-way love. You're going to love me, but I'm going to be like, she is so boring.
Yeah, what the fuck am I going to say to that? Because the answer is obviously being born in a country where you can actually, you know, we're lucky enough to...
Hashtag privilege.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much.
If you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be?
Oh my God, this is so heavy.
Yeah, this is only set one.
Jesus Christ.
It gets heavier.
Okay, am I meant to be doing these like really quickly so we can get through them?
Yes.
Okay, what would I change about being raised? I wish I had had more sweets. I had a lot of sweets. No, that's a lie. I had too many sweets. I
wish I'd had more sweets.
We wish. Oh no, my mum cut all my hair off when I was just, not like in a bad way, when I got about to 10 because my hair was really long and it used to get matted and she was like, right, I'm sick of this. Do you mind if I cut it off? And I was like, and she just cut it off. That was the last time I had long hair. So I don't know, I'd wonder where my life had gone. Not that I mind, but yeah.
You'd be a different Holly.
I would be unrecognisable.
Yeah.
Okay,
tell me your life story in as much detail as possible.
What?
Just don't make it too long.
How do you... Is that on the date as well? Tell me your life story in as much detail as possible.
Keep it down,
I went from Newcastle to London.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was born Holly Elizabeth.
Yes.
Nielsen.
Well done.
In 1994.
Yes.
Yes, I am on a roll.
Yep, you're there.
But you can't do that for me.
You were born Catherine Louise Gray.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were born in 1992.
No.
What? What?
Yeah.
Oh, you're October.
Yes.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Okay, yeah, sorry.
Yep.
My mistake.
Yes, I love you a little bit less now.
No!
And then I went to school in Newcastle and I learned how to speak the Geordie.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next question.
If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be?
Play piano.
Okay.
Yes.
That was a good answer.
Thank you.
We're on to set two.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I mean...
Does it get weirder as it goes on? Because I feel like, is this the kind of thing where you lull someone into a soft
No, it just starts being like, what's your worst memory?
Oh, and that kind of thing. Oh, I'm glad. Okay, carry on. Okay, I'll do like snap.
Everyone's going to learn so much
about thinking.
You.
Oh, God.
If a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else, what would you want to know?
I would want to know what I'd be most happy doing. Can you tell me that?
Yes.
Yeah, why not? Let's do that.
I think so. I'd want to know something really lame, like, when do I get married?
No, because then I'll be like thinking like constantly like, okay, it's going to, I'm a year ahead. Nothing's happened yet. Am I going to elope? What's going? Yeah, no, fuck that.
Actually, that would stress me out.
Yeah.
Is there something you've been dreaming of doing for a long time and why haven't you done it?
Jesus Christ.
I know.
That's so like judgmental.
Yeah.
Going to Japan.
Why haven't you done it?
Because I have no fucking money, obviously.
What's the greatest accomplishment of your life? If you don't say meeting me, I'm going to cry.
Well, obviously, besides...
besides me.
Meeting you.
Yeah.
Greatest accomplishment...
Yep.
...would be the sports trophy I won in primary school.
Wow, you peaked early.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened.
I'm so sorry.
I was like the sportiest, like, I was like the fastest runner. I did high jump, and now look at me. I lost it all. Like, I peaked around age 7.
Yeah.
And then, I used to do like the 5-mile runs and run around and
nerd.
Yeah, not anymore.
What do you value most in a friendship?
Honesty. I don't know. No, I don't know. Humour. That's that one? Yeah.
That's probably a better one.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to be honest with you.
Oh, you bitch.
You smell like a cow.
Everyone knows that, though.
What is your most treasured memory?
I don't fucking know.
Treasured memory
would have to be...
I don't think I have any.
No, I can't, like, if I think of, like, think of your best memory, I'm like,
Like, holidays are always nice to remember.
Like, but... we've been lucky enough that nothing is as bad or as, you know...
You're going to like the next question.
Oh,
then.
God. Okay, I'm just, I don't know, holidays as a kid.
Holidays.
All of them.
What is your most terrible memory? I love the wording of that, most terrible. What's the most terrible?
Most terrible memory. Having to go, I'm going back to primary school a lot. We had to pick up milk bottle, you know how you had milk? We had to drink milk.
You know how you had milk. Do you remember milk from the days of yore?
When we were in nursery, we used to have to drink like a bottle of milk a day.
We didn't have
that. Okay. Well, I grew up in Victorian England.
In the north where they were like, all our children are malnourished, what do we do? Give them milk.
I technically was malnourished as a child as well.
So I was
I was literally this waif like going out to pick up, and we used to have to go to the milk shed to pick up these bottles of milk. And it fucking stank. It was horrific. And that's my worst memory. Having to go to the milk shed.
And this, for reference, is in about the year 2000. Shed.
No, I was 3, so it was like mid-90s. 1997, we had a milk shed. And
did
we
it
had
have
to
cows
drink.
In it?
No, Kate.
What's a milk bottles. Shed?
With big glass bottles of milk
was
stored
it
there.
A fridge?
No. That's why it stank.
You had to drink unrefrigerated milk. Oh, Holly.
Yes.
How are you still alive?
It toughened me up.
Who put the milk in the milk shed?
Do you know what? I've never thought about that.
The only shed we had at my school was full of expired beauty products.
What?
They opened it up once and we were like, oh my God.
Wait, why did they have...
I don't know, but
that's
one day
really
they just
weird.
Gave it all out to us. So what? I had all this like off-brand shampoo. It was great.
That's,
no milk shed
that's
though.
Bizarre, okay.
Okay, if you knew that in 1 year you would die suddenly, would you change anything about the way you're living now and why?
I would probably do... more exciting stuff.
No shit.
Well, yeah, what else are you man gonna say? No, I would live my life exactly as I'm living it now. No, of course I fucking wouldn't.
I think I'd stop doing work unless I wanted to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
And spend all the money that I'm trying to save on being an adult.
I would build up the biggest overdraft of all time and
also
leave it.
That I'd be like, look, Dad,
yeah,
Mum,
I'll get a credit card and just be like, woo,
you guys are paying this off because I'm gonna die.
Condolences. Now here's my debt.
Yeah. And like, just chuck me in a hole. Like, I don't really mind.
Oh, no, I want a fucking mausoleum.
I do actually want a really cool gravestone that says something nice on it, but I'm gonna be so old by the point that that happens. No one's gonna believe me if I'm like, no, put my Twitter handle on there. They're gonna be like, Grandma, no. Grandma, no one wants that.
No.
And I'm gonna be like, but I had such hashtag content. And they'll be like,
what
she's
about
gone
my
mad.
Prime hashtag
she's gone
content.
Mad. Switch the machine off.
Let her go.
Okay, question 20. What does friendship mean to you?
A lot. Done.
F is for friends that do stuff together.
U is for you and me.
You and me.
N is for anywhere and anytime at all. Down here in the deep blue in the deep sea.
Blue sea.
Yeah. That's fun, not friend. Okay, yeah, but we'll carry on.
F is for friends. Fire that
burns down their houses. U is for uranium. Bombs. N is for no survivors. That's from SpongeBob SquarePants. And it is stuck in my mind since I saw it as a kid.
I'm glad we can have that.
Yeah, I'm glad you knew it too. I was like, as soon as you said friend, I was like,
What roles do love and affection play in your life?
Big ones.
Good. Alternate sharing something that you consider a positive characteristic of the other person. Share a total of 5 items.
Oh!
I like your hair.
I like your face. Oh my god. We have to get through this quickly or you're gonna giggle every time.
No, I can't help it.
Kate?
I like your taste in clothes.
I like... your writing.
Oh, I like your writing. That's 3.
Oh, you can't just say one back to it. Okay, fuck it. Okay, we don't have time for this. 3. I like your...
Don't just look at what I'm wearing. Come on, you like more things about me than how talented and beautiful I am, Holly. Come on.
I like your cooking.
Okay. Yeah. I can't say that back. Well, I can't. No, I do like your cooking. No.
Jesus Christ.
I like how much you like tea.
Is this it? You're negging me right now. Is that what you're doing? Is this whole thing, you're negging me.
I like how much effort you put in. That's not one.
I like how much effort you put in.
That was me negging you. Okay, fine. I take that one back. I like your taste in games.
Ooh, okay. I like your positivity.
Ah, I need to come up with another one.
Yeah, come on, bitch. One more.
One more.
Why
thing.
Why are you looking around my room? Why are you looking around the living room? Like you're gonna say, I like the sofa,
like your house. Okay. Well, what do I like about you? I like your generosity.
Cool, okay, cool.
You need another one. You were on 4.
What? Oh, fuck's it. I thought
I'd went
done 5.
First. Okay. Fuck you.
Okay, I like your... how funny you are.
Yes.
There we go.
Nice.
Brilliant.
Oh, that was embarrassing. Are we in love now? Mm. Okay, we've got loads of questions
to
go.
Well, you seriously negged me, so...
I did. But that's how you make people fall in love with you.
I mean, yeah, that is true. Yeah. We all know that.
How close and warm is your family? And do you feel your childhood was happier than most other people's?
Yes, and probably yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your relationship with your mother?
Good. Good. We're very close.
Yes. Okay, set 3. This is it.
Okay.
All right?
This is, at this moment, I've got lust. I've kind of got kind of interest, but this has got to fucking sweep me off my feet. Yeah, okay. If anything, I'm making you fall in love with me. I am switching the roles here.
Okay, these get weird.
Okay.
Would you please make 3 true we statements each?
What?
For instance, we are both in this room feeling...
What?
I'll go first. Okay. I didn't want to go first anymore. This is really hard.
We are both sitting on a sofa.
That is a true statement.
Exactly. There you go.
Boring
Your
statement.
Turn.
We are both slightly cold. Because the door's open.
I'm fine.
Oh my god, I lied. That wasn't a true statement.
That wasn't
okay,
true.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are both slightly hungover.
True. Yes. We are both quite sleepy.
Yes.
Yes.
We are both dressed a little bit like tramps.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. We are. We have both got remnants of makeup on our faces. Yeah.
We probably didn't get that good of sleep last night.
Yeah.
There we go. That was 3 each.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Okay, next one.
Ah, I closed it.
Oh no.
It's cool. Complete this sentence. I wish I had someone with whom I could share.
I wish I had someone with whom I could share. I could share.
Yeah.
I don't really have any friends that are into dance, like ballet. Someone who I could go to ballet with. That would be nice.
I've been to a ballet. I'm an incredibly cultured person, Holly. I've been to a ballet and an opera.
Ooh, my.
Mm, and I've seen Phantom of the Opera, which is basically the same.
Yeah, let's go with
it's
that.
It's set in an opera, so shut up. If you were going to become a close friend with your partner, that's me.
Okay.
Please share what would be important for him or her to know.
I don't what, like, oh.
Is it going to be I fart a lot?
Oh, well, I do. Yeah. So I'm very gassy.
It's a bit late for that.
Yeah, I'm very gassy. You've probably heard me fart at least 5 times during this date. So you probably already know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Cool, thank you.
Deal with it.
Tell your partner what you like about them. Be very honest this time, saying things that you might not say to someone you've just met, i.e. me, who you just met.
I like your tits.
Ooh.
There we go.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Share with your partner an embarrassing moment in your life.
Embarrassing moment in my life.
You can't have to reach too far on this one.
But you know everything.
I do, but pretend I don't. These guys don't.
Okay, I once accidentally sent someone who I was, having a thing. Not really a thing, but anyway. A thing of some minute description.
Oh, I do know this one.
And I accidentally sent over Facebook Messenger a sticker. You know, because, you know, you click them and then they just go.
Yeah.
A sticker of Pusheen the Fat Cat.
The Fat Cat.
With a heart, over its head. And I was, and I did not know this person very well at this point.
It was hilarious.
I remember telling you, you were there when it happened. And I was like, no!
Why? Oh, that was good.
Yeah, there you
That's
go.
Good time. When did you last cry in front of another person?
A couple of weeks ago?
Mine was yesterday. Yeah. How embarrassing is that?
You were drunk.
I was drunk, but I don't want to cry in front of people. When was the last time you cried in front of yourself? In front of yourself?
In front of yourself. By yourself. What, like I'm sat in front of the mirror and just like, what? But everyone looks so ugly when they cry, so it's just like, why?
I once got told that I was a very pretty crier.
Is that why you cry? You were like, I've got a card to play.
Well, you know that makeup doesn't come off me very easily.
No, that's
so
true.
So I can have like an hour-long crying session and still basically look the same.
See, I go red, I go blotchy, my eyes get even more small.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I get a wrinkly chin because I'm like, ooh. Yeah. That's about it.
I don't know, probably the same, a bit less.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me something that you like about me already. I know, it's a lot of like, tell me why you like me.
Yeah, this is in varying levels.
Yeah.
Tits.
Holly, you've already said that. There's more to me than just my tits, Holly.
I'm not sure at this point.
Wow!
Okay.
Bitch.
I like the fact that you're going to all this effort to get to know me.
Wow.
What?
Backhanded.
Well, yeah.
That's not something you like about me. That's something you like about this list that I'm reading to you.
Well, you're the one reading the list.
Wow, thanks.
I like you too. I like your voice.
Do you actually?
Yeah, it's kind of husky slightly.
Oh, the thing's making a noise.
Oh dear, sorry.
Don't make it make the noise. I don't like that.
It will make no noise now.
What if anything is too serious to be joked about?
Oh my god, yeah, this is fucking heavy. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm so sorry, podcast listeners, because this is just getting dark. Should we skip that one?
Yeah, that's kind of one of those ones where it's like, Matt, context is... You can't go through all possible contexts of that one.
Okay, if you were to die this evening with no opportunity to communicate with someone, what would you most regret not having told someone? And why haven't you told them yet?
Oh, well, that's just...
This is dark.
Yeah, and also that's just stuff like telling my family I love them and things like that.
You've done that before. It has to be something you've not told.
Oh, something you've never told someone.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I have literally nothing I could say. Because I tell... Well, when I'm one of these people, like, so yesterday, when we got drunk, I just tell people, like, you're the best person
you
ever!
You did, and it was so cute.
You're the best person. Exactly, so there's nothing I haven't said to people.
Whereas I get drunk and I'm just like, you're nice, and then run away. Because I'm incapable of telling people how I feel, apparently.
I'm more just drunk. You're great, rather than actually being emotional. I would probably be emotional with someone who I hadn't been emotional to, because I'm not very good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I'll probably end up just making a joke.
And pat your face.
Thank you.
Emotions.
Yeah.
Okay, your house catches fire.
Oh, shit.
After saving your loved ones and pets, you have time to...
Trouser Rabbit is my childhood cuddly toy.
That sounds incredibly rude.
Trouser Rabbit.
A rabbit that goes in your
trousers. No, I've never thought about it like that.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Trouser Rabbit.
No,
Kate, you ruined it.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
No, I was not talking about a vibrator. I was talking about my childhood toy.
Yeah, it could be a vibrator. I don't know.
What?
Sorry for ruining your channel.
Trouser Rabbit.
Okay. Okay. Of all the people in your family...
who do you hate the most?
No. Whose death would you find most disturbing?
Oh my God. Probably my mum, because she's so healthy.
Yeah. Why?
Because she's so healthy.
Yeah, okay. And this is the final question.
Okay.
And then there's another bit that you're going to love.
Oh my God. Okay.
So we both have to share a personal problem and ask your partner's advice on how he or she might handle it. And there's a second part to this question. Okay, so what's your personal problem?
Oh my God.
You can keep it vague.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Not good at imagining the future.
Okay. Let me tell you how to handle that. Right.
Yeah.
Flying cars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Picture one right now.
Yeah.
It's like a car.
No, I'm scared. I can't do it. I don't like it.
I'm guessing you mean your personal future. Not
yeah.
Just
I could do like a year or two, but other than that, I'm like, no, I know. Planning is too scary. No.
So what I have to do now is give you advice on how I would handle it and then tell you how you seem to be feeling about the problem.
My God. If someone tried to do this on a first date, I'd be like, what the fuck? If I should someone tell you, be like, how would you feel if your mother died? I'd be like, what?
Well, I didn't ask that. I just said, who would you be saddest about? And now your dad's going to be very upset.
Yeah, but if one of them
he's going to, like, stage a really dramatic death and be like, Holly, no!
If one of them was going to die, it would be my dad. And my, it's just, what? It's true. My mum does marathons.
Yeah?
Yeah, my God, I'm gonna die before my mum does.
Okay, so your problem, not being able to imagine the future, right? So why is that? Why?
Scary.
So it's not that you can't; it's that you don't want to.
Yes.
Okay. Why?
Because it's scary.
Why?
Because it's commitment.
Why?
That's scary.
You're going in circles.
Well, I don't know what you want.
Okay, well, this sounds more like relationship stuff than job stuff or living stuff. Or do you think it's everything? It's everything. Here is my advice.
Here we go.
I would do.
Okay, here's what Dr. Gray...
I would force myself to do it.
Okay.
I would imagine myself, like, picture myself, like, baby in arms.
Oh, God.
Wedding rings on all of my fingers.
my 10 husbands.
Living on the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Future ever. I mean, get someone else to hold the baby, but I am up.
No, what you do is, because low gravity, you just let the baby go.
Yeah,
go
and it
make
just
a cup
floats.
Of moon tea. Yeah. Come back and the baby's gently fallen to the floor, but he's fine.
Moon tea. I just like the idea of wedding rings on all my fingers.
I'm trying to think of the most commitment thing you could do.
Yeah, but that's
and
surely,
it's wedding rings on all your fingers.
That surely means like less commitment because you've done it.
No, you've committed to everyone. Everyone who lives on the moon.
Oh, okay. So
apart
I,
from your child.
So I kind of have a commune on the moon at this point.
A commune.
A commune.
Okay, and I'm now going to tell you how you seem to be feeling about that problem.
Yes.
Stressed? Sad?
Yeah.
Emotional?
Yes, emotions, yes.
Okay, now it's my turn.
Okay.
Do I have to tell you a personal problem?
Yes, tell me a personal problem, Kate.
I'm very good at telling people how I feel, as long as I'm not literally telling them to their face or using their name.
Okay, so what are you scared of with being direct?
People being like, ew.
So you're scared of rejection?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And, okay,
what would you do? What would you do, Holly?
Well, I think...
Yes.
It is, if you don't do anything, then your only option is nothing. But if you say something, then you have the potential for it to go right.
And horribly wrong.
No, it might also have tension. No, it has the same potential to stay where it is, but you're not progressing anything by not doing anything. And you're never going to open that option up unless you take the plunge.
Okay, theory.
Yeah.
You're saying basically I have nothing to lose, right?
Mm-hmm.
Theory. Let's say I was like, Holly, I've always loved you.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than saying, I love you too, or rather than saying, I don't feel the same, you said, that's made me so angry I'm going to kill your family. And I don't ever want to see you again on this planet. And then I've lost my family. And it's my home planet.
I've taken...
What if that happens?
Well, first of all, I think you're creating situations that you're validating your insecurity.
You have to be prepared for every situation.
I think you're being paranoid.
I think you're shut up.
Brilliant.
And now you have to tell me how I seem to be feeling.
You're feeling anxious.
Yeah.
Are you feeling a bit kind of stressed?
It's almost like I've told you this.
Yeah.
All.
It's yeah. It's almost like we're talking about what we would normally talk about, but in really vague terms.
And yeah, on actual a podcast that people can listen to and know all of our secrets. What if they're in love with us now?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay. So
is this what we've done? We've seduced the audience.
Hello, audience.
With hearing about how I would be most shocked at my mother's death.
What's up?
So the last bit.
Oh God.
The last bit is we have to stare into each other's eyes for 4 minutes.
4 minutes?! I don't think I've ever looked at anybody for 4 minutes before.
That's why you've never loved before.
Oh.
It's horrible, because have you ever tried to play, like, what's it called, like a staring contest?
Yeah, and you always laugh.
Yeah.
You always make each other laugh.
I think you're allowed to laugh, but I'm starting the staring. Uncomfortable.
This is the worst thing ever. I don't know which eye to look at. You've already broken eye contact.
I'm trying to set a timer.
You've broken again.
It's a long blink. I'm trying to look at my phone. I don't know which eye to look at either.
I like the idea that you're not meant to talk during this bit and you just stare.
Actually, you're not meant to talk during this bit, but that would be such a boring podcast, right?
Could you imagine going on a date and someone being like, right, so now what we need to do is we need to stare at each other for 4 minutes. No talking.
Okay, wait, I'm setting the timer.
Okay. Oh my God, 4 minutes.
4 minutes from now.
Okay.
We're just going to stare and we can talk.
Okay.
Because we are recording this.
Yes.
What do you want to talk about?
What should we talk about? Oh my gosh.
I can feel myself falling in love with you, Holly. It's the worst.
It is. It's my tiny shrew eyes. They have the potential to really woo a person.
I feel like we should be doing this for 8 minutes because you've got like half eyes.
Exactly. I've got half the eyes of a normal human being. So you have to double it.
So you're basically a cyclops.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just like split.
But just, I'm a cyclops, but you've cut it in half.
Yeah, we don't normally look at each other this much during a podcast.
No.
We just stare off into the distance and it's quite pleasant. I normally end up looking at your emojis? No, your amiibos.
Amiibos, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all these millennial words.
I often end up looking and checking that it's still recording, which I'm going to quickly do now.
It is still recording. I can see it out of the corner of my eye.
Oh no, I had an excuse and you ruined it.
You can look. It's fine.
Okay.
No, we're not in love anymore. I want to check the timer.
Oh God, I bet it's been like 30 seconds.
It's been a whole minute. It's been a whole minute.
Oh God. I'm going to blink really slowly just to like...
Can you imagine doing this with a guy that you actually care about enough to want to make all of
Well, see, I thought the thing was, if someone really fancies you, or if you really fancy someone, you want to kiss them, obviously.
Okay.
And the thing that, you do notice people doing this. If you see two people who are very into each other talking, they'll look at each other's lips.
Don't stop looking at my lips, Holly.
But they will. They'll look at each other's lips rather than...
Yeah.
The eyes or whatever, because they're like, oh, want to look at your lips. But it's quite awkward as a woman, because sometimes it just looks like they're looking at your tits. If their eyes are darting down...
Yeah.
Yeah, you see what I mean?
I don't know. I've never held eye contact with a guy for... Have I? Have I?
For
like a long period of time.
I can't think why I ever would have.
I think I have.
When? Why?
Well, let's not get into that.
Well, I can imagine, like, if you're kind of, you know, like, in bed together and you're like, oh, yes, haven't you got a lovely face? Then...
You got a lovely face?
Haven't you? That's what I do. I coochie-coo them.
Do you?
We're in kind of, like, post-coital kind of, like, oh, my. And, you know, and it's like a film set because, obviously, you know, I'm, like, a film star. So this kind of, you know, it's really glamorous. Definitely not the gross situation that it always is. Oh, come on. It always is.
Sex, sure.
Sex is not like...
And then you have to look at them and you're like... Blah,
yeah, you're like... Blah. All the fluids.
Stop
and...
not looking at me.
Sorry. Oh, you know, there's all this kind of fluids going on.
Talk to me about fluids. Look me in the eye.
I can't say fluids and look you in the eye.
That's a sign of love.
Yeah, but sex afterward. It's not a beautiful thing. No one looks at two people having sex and goes, oh, that's just so beautiful. It's like genitals. Genitals are ugly as fuck, mm-hmm. but they're genitals. So it's like, oh, well, you know.
Where are you going with this?
I can't remember.
Oh, you were trying to segue into, like, eye contact.
Looking at someone's face. So, yeah, after that, you're kind of like, you could look at them and be like, oh, yes, hello, you're nice. So, yeah, maybe then. Okay. But even then, not for 4 minutes.
So you've only looked into a guy's eyes when you're, like, post-coital, like, blissed out.
And I'm telling them to fuck away.
Oh, you're so cute.
And I'm closing the door to leave. Goodbye. No, I'm not that cruel. I don't know, but it's difficult if you think about it.
Pretty much every time I've spent a long time looking at someone is when I've been sad about something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, we have two very different...
You say this every time.
No, but no, it's more just like...
You're all like post-coital telling boys to fuck off, and I'm like, I'm sad. I'm sad and romantic right now.
See, yeah, that pretty much sums us up. Sad and romantic and telling someone to fuck off. Oh, no, we did it!
See, didn't it fly by?
It did fly by, actually. Oh, actually, God. I was thinking, because you do that thing when you like, you kind of, you might look at them when they're not looking at you. Do you know that thing?
Okay, looking at someone when they're not looking at you. That sounds cute.
Well, yeah, because they're like looking at the face and no, they look at me. And yeah.
So should we do questions?
Let's do questions before I start talking about post-coital juices again.
We are so in love.
No one, yeah. So after that, in love. I'll set a date. Yeah. It'll be a beautiful wedding. I'll have my Segway under my dress.
I told someone about that the other day, and they were so impressed.
Thank you. It's a brilliant idea.
I never said it was. Did I say it wasn't? I might have said it wasn't.
You said it wasn't.
I probably did.
You said it wasn't.
That does sound
you
like me.
Yeah, you didn't believe in me in the way you should. And one of our listeners came up with the name Here Comes the Glide.
Here Comes the Glide.
Which was so much better than... Segbride. No, it was...
Brideway.
It was something borrowed. Something blue. Something Segway.
I think that's great.
Something borrowed. Something blue. Something Segway.
And then, like, a little trademark. Wait, no, because Segway's probably already trademarked. Know, damn it.
It doesn't work on any level. Okay.
Question time.
Okay.
Dominic Wood says, who would you snog, marry, avoid? I've read that out really weirdly.
Snog, marry, avoid.
It was just snog. Who would you snog, marry, avoid out of the Overwatch roster of heroes?
Oh, that's easy.
You would... I'm going to do this for you.
Oh, okay.
You would snog Soldiers 76.
Ooh, yes.
You would marry McCree.
Yes.
And you would avoid, like, most of the others. Who would you avoid? Like, one of the really boring ones. Junkrat. Reaper.
Reaper. I'd avoid Reaper.
Yeah.
That was a very good...
I know
guess.
You.
No. Yeah, because I think...
I'm Holly and I'm going to kiss all the old generic men.
No, not generic. They are distinguished.
Soldier 76 is the most generic person
yeah,
ever.
But he's got a sexy voice and he's old.
Okay, do it for me.
The bit where he goes, I'm not a young man anymore. I'm like, no, you're not Soldier, but you're still
Can
great.
You imagine marrying McCree and being like, I do, and he's like... My
it's
love.
High noon.
It's high noon. And you'd be like, it is.
It's high noon. You'd have to get married at high noon, though. You couldn't do it at any other time.
And he'd say it with such love in his voice, just like, it's high
it's
noon.
It's high noon.
And you'd be like,
Although I do quite like... Hanzo's a bit too serious. That's the problem. They're all really serious. I would... If Zenyatta had a mouth, I'd get off with Zenyatta.
I mean, you'd try.
I feel like he'd be one of these, like, tantric... He'd be a bit like Sting, with, like, tantric...
Oh, no!
I don't want to shag Sting. Nobody
he'd
wants
be
to
a
shag
bit like
Sting.
Sting.
Not in sex-wise, but in the whole kind of, like, spiritual tantric thing.
Oh, I don't want to think about Sting
well,
doing
don't.
Tantric sex
well,
with his wife.
I don't... No, okay, well...
What am I?
Very spiritual. I think it would be a different experience. Okay, I think yours would be... I think... Are we including ladies here? Because
yes.
The ladies are all hotter than the men, because of course they are. I mean, the men are still very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, young Genji's kind of hot.
Okay.
He looks a bit like
Stop talking about yours.
Sorry.
Gah!
I think you would... That's the problem. They're kind of the same, because they're the just good-looking men.
I don't want Soldier 76.
No, he's too...
Give me some of the cute ladies.
Okay, I think you would snog D.Va. What? I think you'd marry Mercy.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, you'd marry Mercy. I think, okay, snog May.
Yes!
Because that would just be, like, two of you meeting.
It would be, like, me kissing myself.
Exactly. So you'd snog May.
Yeah.
You'd marry Mercy.
Yeah.
And you'd avoid Soldier 76.
Yeah, I would.
There we go.
That's pretty good, they actually. Are. Mine's all ladies, but oh my god, Mercy.
Yeah, well, yeah. Because I was thinking, I would probably want to marry Mercy, because I think McCree is an alcoholic, and I don't really want to get married to him.
Mercy would, I mean, I love her, but she'd be... so annoying sometimes. She'd be like, darling, are you okay? And you'd be like, yeah, I'm fine, Mercy. I just fell down the stairs. She'd be like, my love, my love.
Anybody that puts a halo...
yeah, into their own desire. Into the,
yeah, is kind of a bit much.
Yeah, but yeah. I still would.
Oh. Yeah, 100%. Mm. She's the hottest one.
Yes.
Also, she's meant to be, like, not old, but she's meant to be the old... not older. I think she's, like, 30-something. She does not look 30.
Holly's into old people.
No! Makes it sound bad.
You basically just said that like three times.
No, older. I'm quite young though, so most people are older than me.
Yeah, so literally everyone on the planet is Holly's type.
No, people who are older. Yeah, but would you want to go out with a 22-year-old boy?
No.
Exactly.
That's how old my brother is.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's how old you are.
Yeah.
Ugh, you're so immature. Okay, Halloween name Will says, is this too late?
No. No.
Good answer. Just Another Gaming Blog says, I could do with some general socializing tips. Thanks in advance. A lot of people have been asking me recently because a lot of people seem to think I'm a very social creature. Don't laugh at me, you whore. I'm sorry I called you a whore.
Oh my god.
I'm going to give you a hug.
It's okay, fine. I can take that term.
Whore.
I can take that term and I can use it. I can own it.
Okay. My general socializing tip is I treat everyone like I really want to know what their secret is.
Okay.
Which sounds dodgy. Like I'm walking around being
like,
what's your secret? But basically, like, everyone has, like, a really interesting story in them. At least one.
No, yeah, that's... I would 100% agree. I think you've got to be genuinely interested. Mm. You've got to find something, you know, if you ask something, you've got to pay attention to them. And listen, I think people put too much stock into thinking what they're going to say rather than listening to the other person. You know what I mean? I think they're like, oh, well, how do I say this? Or what do I say? And it's like, well, you know, just be interested. Listen to them.
Yeah.
Ask
like,
questions.
React to what they're saying. Don't react, like, yourself.
Don't just talk at them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, listen.
Basically, the best way of getting people to like you is to let them talk. And that sounds like everyone is really self-centered, basically. Even, like, lovely people. Everyone just wants to talk about themselves.
Also, it's something they can talk about. It's a topic they know they can talk about.
It's the topic they know the most about.
Yeah.
And, like, you don't have to go straight in and be like, how's your relationship with your mother? Because, like...
Yeah, don't follow the New York Times guide to get someone to fall in love with you.
It takes a while to get to the point where someone is opening up to you. But it's about, like, laying groundwork and, like, genuinely caring about someone. Being like, hey, how are you? Oh, my God, I remember reading a piece that you wrote recently.
Like, paying attention to people, like, their work, what they're interested in. And be like, oh, I saw this thing you did on Twitter that looked awesome. Tell me about it. Things like that.
Another tip, which is something I've accidentally come across, is forget who everyone is. And then you end up treating everyone like maybe you're their friend. So, like, someone will come up to me and be like, Kate! And I'll be like, John, Peter, Simon... all the Bible names. And then I'll just be like, hey!
Methuselah!
Oh my god, how are you? And, like, I'll remember their face, but I don't remember why. And, like, I remember that we have some kind of rapport, and so I'm just like, hey, how's it going? And then maybe halfway through the conversation I'll remember who they are and drop in a reference to me knowing who they are. And then it kind of feels like, you know, it's friendly, it's nice. And, like, yeah, just treat everyone like you're already their friend.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's hard to get into, but...
You just got to be, you know, happy to see people.
Yeah, be like, oh my god, hi! And then hug them. Unless, I mean, always ask if people want hugs first, because...
Yeah, don't just go for it.
Yeah. Although I do when I'm drunk, I'm just like, hugs! And then I'm like, whoops.
Although, don't be that the first thing you say, like, do you want a hug?
I do yell hug at people at the moment.
Yeah, really I think it's very different for different people.
Yes.
Yes.
And everyone's taller than me as well. So I'm like, hug! And then I try and reach. Well, yeah. And I'm like, ha, ha, ha.
Exactly. It's the least... If either of us come towards you for a hug, it's the least threatening thing on the planet. Because we're just these weird little creatures being like, oh, hello. Yeah.
We're small. Ben MJ but a ghost would like to know, New Zealand?
Yes.
Sure. Johnny! Exclamation mark. This is a question for you, I think.
Oh, God.
Kate's had some tough weeks. What can we, the people, do to help cheer you guys up or support you when you're having a bad time?
Oh, that's very sweet.
That is very sweet.
That's very sweet to ask. Yeah. I think... I don't know. Just, I think, again, it's similar to the one before. Like, just being interested. Just, you know, if you kind of... If you're posting something on Twitter and you think it... You know, if they've done work or if we've done work that you like, you know, tell us. That's always brilliant to hear or, you know, I don't know. It's just that kind of engagement thing. I guess sometimes if you're kind of feeling low or if you're depressed or anxious, then it's very isolating. And I think one of the good things about, you know, Twitter and social media and stuff is that it does alleviate that. I think you can fall back in it too much and it can be, you know, too much of a thing. But it can also be a kind of genuine connection, which is nice. I mean, especially we work on our own, so it can get very lonely because you're
so lonely.
You spend all day working on your own, and then you don't have that kind of, it sounds really stupid, just going to an office with other people is quite a nice thing, you know, even just interacting with people on that level. Often we don't get to do that because, you know, we're either sitting writing or I'm in a library or something like that. So I think kind of that interaction is nice.
Yeah, I mean, like, I have a lot of people follow me on Twitter, but only a very small handful of those actually talk to me. And I'd be interested to know if more people do want to talk to me. And I understand that sometimes, like, you can find it quite intimidating to talk to people that you read their work, because I've been there. And I always felt like I was some little, like, goblin, like, running around their feet and being like, notice me! But, like... Myself, I'm the kind of person who, like, reads everything. Like, I don't just open up my mentions and go, blah, and then close it again. Like, I read everything. So if you talk to me, I'm going to read it, and I'll probably respond. So I appreciate people talking to me.
Kate is a lot better at that than I am. I will put that out there.
Don't talk to Holly.
No. Tell me how great my work is, only if you like it, and then...
Don't expect a response from Holly. Just say something... I mean, this is a good thing. Sometimes it's really nice when people say something to you, and they don't expect you to respond. They just want to put niceness in your face.
I think, yeah, it's that thing of being genuinely... And even if it's not directly towards us, obviously, you shouldn't do everything. That would be bizarre if you did. Yeah. Just kind of generally being... And it doesn't mean that you have to be positive all the time. It's a terrible thing if you're not. But sometimes, you know, if you do put that kind of niceness out there, it does, in a way, come back to you. And it can be quite exhausting because you feel like there's a pressure. And I think particularly, I know you feel the pressure to be, I've got to be nice all the time, blah, blah. And you don't have to be. You can be like me. You could be grumpy and cynical.
Sometimes I'm grumpy.
Yeah. And everyone should be grumpy.
Yes.
It's about getting the balance right.
Yes.
But I think sometimes, especially with social media, I think if you're at the point where you are just being kind of negative or kind of, this is bad, then maybe step back and think, why?
What's the thing I'm trying to put out
there? Yeah. Because just putting out these emotions isn't going to solve anything.
Yeah. Next question. We've got a trio of questions from Tim.
Okay.
Because I asked for personal, romantic, and curious questions, so he's done one of each.
Okay, that's
personal,
nice.
What's the situation you feel you screwed up the most?
Oh my gosh. I have an answer for this, but I'm not going to say it on the podcast.
Oh no. I want to know what it is, though.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay. Secrets for you. I think mine is applying to universities. I ended up in a really good situation, but I was incredibly lucky that it worked out because it very, very nearly didn't. So my school did the thing where they said, was Cambridge or bust, basically. Like, if you're smart, if you get the right grades, you're going to Cambridge or you've failed. And I was like, I'll get into Cambridge because, you know, they kind of build you up to... You know, that happens.
Yeah.
It happens. And then I didn't. I got pooled, which is, like, the best you can get apart from actually getting in.
Yeah.
Which was flattering. But incredibly frustrating, because it meant the process went on for me for weeks.
Yeah.
Weeks and weeks and weeks. And there was so much snow that the post didn't come through. So, like, people were getting their letters at different times, and I hadn't got mine, and I was like, yeah!
Wait, so are you regretting putting so much stock into it?
Yes, because that... is what eventually got me diagnosed with depression and anxiety, which in a way is good because it meant I found out that I had depression and anxiety, and I have had anxiety all my life. Depression I hadn't had all my life. That was triggered by the whole bloody thing. And I had all these, like, medical conditions happen because of that. Like, for a while, I had, like, a nervous twitch. Like, every time I thought of something that stressed me out, like, my body would convulse. And, like, I don't have that anymore, which I'm very glad about because it's really distracting.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go off that one and do a similar thing. But in the fact that I didn't do any work for my A-levels and stuff like that, I did... I was predicted, like, you know, they do the prediction things.
Yeah.
And I was one of these really annoying students where I knew I could do nothing and basically, I don't know, get an A or something like that. And I'd be like, it's fine. And my teachers would be like, no, why aren't you doing? And I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah.
And so I would have hated to have taught me. And and so basically I kind of rested on my laurels. And with a similar thing, I had anxiety and very bad anxiety at the time. I would pace for 3 hours a night, like, ooh, real bad.
Yeah.
But obviously I wasn't diagnosed, I didn't think about it, and I self-medicated in my own way during my A-levels, and I think I was predicted 2 A-stars and an A, and I got a grade lower than everything I was predicted, so I got 2 A's and a B, which is still...
It's very good.
Good, but obviously, you know, when I had... You know, I think as a point, it was like, I was at upon a point where I was like, I'm not going to try, and then whatever I get is a bonus to not failing.
Oh.
Was that I put myself in that mindset, and I think I regret not going to see a specialist sooner.
Yeah.
Because it took me then until later on at university, with another thing where I was meant to, I got a place at the University of Chicago, and they were being very, and it was during, like, the most stressful, a similar thing where it was during, there was some kind of strike in the American kind of bureaucratic system, and so I needed to get a visa, and I couldn't book my flights until I got a visa. But then I couldn't get the visa until Chicago confirmed something, and they said, well, we're not going to do that until this date. And I was like, that leaves me literally 3 days to book a flight to Chicago, and I can't afford to live. And and it took to that point of pressure for me just to break down, for me to be properly get the help I needed. And I think it's that thing that's like, I wish I had done something about it sooner before getting to the point of just like, there's nothing else I can do.
I mean, in both situations, I think what we're saying is like, if you're in a bad place, get help.
Yeah.
And also, don't put so much pressure on things that you don't have a lot of control over.
Yeah.
Like, university stuff is so stressful, and like, I was convinced that I'd failed life because I didn't get into Cambridge, because that's what my school had taught me. And I ended up going to a university where I had time for extracurricular activities instead, and that's why I'm a journalist now. And I'm so glad I'm not a classicist, because I can't grow a beard, so I would have made a terrible one. The romantic question.
Okay.
Because that was really personal.
That was.
Good question.
Ooh,
Tim.
Very good.
It's very confessional today. Burritos are the key to my heart. Do you have a key or something that's your kryptonite?
Well, yours is the Burnley accent.
No, it's not! I've done Burnley. Burnley's done. No, okay. Mine is hugs. It sounds really lame, but basically the last few times I've fallen for someone, it's because I've had kind of a bit of a crush, and then they've given me, like, a really good hug, and I've been like, oh, hello.
See, mine's a really good kiss.
Well, sometimes you don't get that.
No, mine's a good kiss.
I mean, mine would be a good kiss, but that would be following the hug. The hug is when I realise that I properly have feelings for someone.
Well, it's having that kind of, like, contact.
Yeah.
And it's like that, oh. You know, it doesn't even necessarily have to be, like, sexual contact. You're just like, oh, hello, nice person.
Also, when someone puts their hand, like, on your cheek, like this. Like this.
Yeah.
Not in a kind of, like, hey.
Like a dog just patting
but in a kind of,
head.
Like, rubbing your cheek with their thumb, and you're like, hee.
Like that.
Yeah, like that. Like, just squidging your face meat all around. The worst. But yeah, like, I didn't go in for the whole, like, oh, when a boy holds the door open for me.
No, fuck that.
Unless they hold the door open for me while giving me a lovely hug. And
well,
then I'm like,
oh. That would be impressive.
Tim says, curious, what things are you each most looking forward to, short or long term?
Most looking forward to...
Oh, my birthday!
Yeah, it's your birthday soon!
It's my birthday soon! I keep forgetting that it's happening. It's 16 days.
Shit.
I mean, it's the 12th today. It's 16 days. Don't tell me that.
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. Yeah, what are you looking forward to?
What am I looking forward to? I don't have much on apart from, like, work stuff. I'm looking forward to... I'm starting doing my first ever lectures, like, proper lectures. And that's exciting.
That is exciting.
Terrifying, but exciting.
I'll be doing a talk soon.
Ooh.
No, I haven't written it. I came up with the title today, and it's in 15 days. Uh-huh. That's quite a long time. It's fine. Chris Kane says, best game butt, male and female. I just want to point out, I pre-read this question, and Fallout 4... That guy's butt?
Oh,
remember
yes,
when it
incredible.
Came out and we were like,
yeah, we're like,
damn.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, best female butt though?
I'm going to throw a curveball out there. And obviously Overwatch is a game of butts.
But butts.
Symmetra not, has secretly the best butt. No, because Tracer has...
Oh no, Symmetra's is really shiny, isn't it?
No, but no, that's Widowmaker.
That's Widowmaker.
Right, okay. She's got a shiny she butt. Has secret best butt because Tracer obviously is the most notable, but it's flat. It's too flat for my liking. I like a bit of, you know,
you like
meat.
A... juicy butt.
Oh no, that makes it sound like I'm sweating.
Probably is.
But if you look at Symmetra, because she's wearing like a long skirt, but it goes up very high at the side, and if you get a glimpse of side butt there, that is fantastic, like muscular side butt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah.
EDC says, what are your favourite breeds of dogs? Samoyed is mine.
I
Cocker
like
Spaniels.
Dachshunds.
Sausage dogs.
Sausage dogs.
Sausage.
Corgis. I like lots of mixes. I like kind of
cockapoos.
Yeah, I like just mixed breed mongrels,
labradoodle,
things where you can't really tell. I like
fluffy things.
Jack Russells
are good.
Yeah,
lots of dogs.
Yeah.
If you had to hold up a boombox to woo someone, like in that movie, what song would be playing from the boombox?
What about you?
I would have Boombox by The Lonely Island. I like that song. And it would be kind of like, the boombox, and I'm playing the song Boombox. Actually, I probably would have a super romantic song, but what's the song he plays in the movie?
I don't even know what movie it's originally from.
I forget what it
it's
is.
Just all it's, I know, all I know is it's a trope.
Thingy thing thing. With the
thingy thing thing?
It's called like anything something.
I have no
is
idea.
Is it, wait, the movie? I haven't seen it. I haven't seen a lot of 80s romance movie with boombox.
With boombox.
That's the one.
I always play No Diggity.
Say, it's called Say Anything. Yeah, John Cusack, that's who I meant.
Oh, I have no
idea. What's the song that he plays? What song does he... He plays the Peter Gabriel song In Your Eyes.
Okay.
Boring.
Yeah, I'll play No Diggity and be like, yeah.
Bow, bow, bow.
And I'll be like, let's get sexual. In that voice as well.
That
yeah.
would definitely work. They'd be like, I'll be down in a second. You'll be like, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Dave Chong says, Battenberg was invented as a smugglable board during the 1840s chess ban. What other definitely true cake facts do you know?
I know that fruitcake was created as a weapon to drop on people.
I know that red velvet was originally made with red velvet. Oh. But then... people died, Holly.
The original cheese in the cheesecake was Edam, but that changed during the great Edam shortage of 1916.
Yeah.
What?
Isn't that like during the war?
Yeah, that's why there was a shortage.
What, because they were busy throwing it at each other?
No.
Or just not making it?
It's war,
the
Kate.
Men were too busy to make
it's
cheese.
War!
But apparently we were still making cheesecake.
Well, yeah, but you've got to replace it with something. And they were like, right, we have cream cheese or whatever.
Those are... What, I bet they didn't even have cream cheese in 1916.
I don't know.
This should be what you do your history degree on.
Should.
Cheese.
I missed
during
it.
During the wars.
Edam.
War
no.
cheese.
War cheese.
Like war horse. With
war
a puppet.
Cheese.
A cheese puppet.
A big cheese puppet. And it's Holly Nielsen's war cheese. It's just... yeah, no, that's... Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
And then there's a sequel that's called... no, I can't say,
say it. What are you going to say?
I can't make it work. Not cheese. Like Nazis.
Not cheese.
Moving on. Phil Walters says, congratulations on becoming Queens of Canada. What's the first thing you change about your new dominion? Well, we probably should move there.
Yeah, probably move there.
Where are we going to live?
Vancouver is where I want to live.
So far away. And it's so expensive. Although I guess because we're queens.
Exactly. We can live wherever the fuck. In fact, I would live on a giant kind of moving what? Bus.
Why did you have to say it's a moving bus?
Because originally it's a bus. Yeah, but it might be one of those like static caravans which just stays there.
Why would
shit.
We be living with the queens? Why have we got caravan?
Okay, how about...
Oh my god.
No, but like, one of those really awesome ones, so we can go like through Canada constantly.
We're going on a tour bus.
Yeah.
Like with a hot tub?
Yeah.
Like a fancy tour bus?
That'd be, yeah. Ooh. And it'll be made out of logs and be driven
hot
by leaves.
Hot leaves. That's not what a bus looks like. Have you seen a bus? No. Can we have our own like squad of Mounties though?
Yeah. I mean, I imagine being carried
like
around in
a
sedan
right?
chair.
Okay, this bus is getting worse. Do you know how big it is? We're not going to be carried across
the whole of Canada in a sedan chair. You know how those really fancy tour buses have like a bit where you press a button and then a sports car comes out underneath?
No.
The sedan chair is like that.
But it doesn't come out automatically.
No.
You have to go and grab it.
Yeah, you have to go get it.
You haven't answered the question, where are we going to live?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Where? Because it's moving.
Maybe I want a house. I want a house that we can go home to in the summer or the winter. I don't know.
Right. Okay, then. Right in the center, wherever that may be.
I'm pretty sure there's nothing in the center.
Well, there will be a house.
Okay. In the middle of nowhere where no one's ever going to see us. That's sad.
Security.
Do we not have like a... Is there like a Washington, D.C. equivalent? I assume there is.
I don't know anything about that.
Should we look it up? Because what if the White House they have looks really nice?
I don't think they have a White House.
I don't know what it would be called.
I don't know. Is it Toronto? I don't know anything about Canada.
I spell Canada wrong.
Oh, God.
White House.
I don't think it's...
No, it's yeah. Just tell me about the actual White House.
Yeah, no. Can it...
When did Canada burn down the White House?
Yeah. What? Isn't that...
All this history that we should probably know.
Oh, I know it burnt down.
Here is Justin Trudeau. Here's a picture of Justin Trudeau. Look at him.
He's lovely. Okay, the thing I would change is that Justin Trudeau would marry me.
He's married. Are you gonna, as the queen, dissolve his marriage?
Yeah, and then he can marry me.
Oh, this is very Tudor.
Yeah, exactly. There's gonna be power plays and all kinds of shit going on when I rule Canada.
We
need to hurry up.
We. Okay, fine. Well, it was an important question.
Okay.
Kate, what's the best question you've been asked on Curious Cat? Ask Holly that one.
I don't know how you do this, because I generally was thinking, and I was like, I don't have anything to say. Or I'd be like, I wouldn't want to say, I don't know.
I overshare. That's my top tip. Overshare to strangers on the internet, and everyone
okay.
will think that you're great.
Overshare, and then I'll go be protective to the point of prickly.
Like a hedgehog.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of the best questions I've asked, I really liked the what's your ideal date one.
What's your ideal date?
Yeah.
Walk. A walk. I had a really good date on South Bank once. That was nice.
South Bank? More like South Wank.
Oh.
I really like South Bank.
I love South Wank too.
I don't know why I said that. when drinking tea, which is your preferred vessel? Your choices are.
Okay.
Mug, cup and saucer, or Viking drinking horn? Mug.
Mug.
The others are fancy, but like you can't
cup
fit
and
as much tea.
Exactly. Cup and saucer, so. You get a disappointing amount of tea.
Yeah.
Unless there's a teapot right there.
Yep.
But yeah.
Even then, it gets cold really quickly for some reason.
Yeah.
Do you see a future for dating sims or visual novels as more mainstream in the West? I hope so, because I'm going to make one!
Okay, well, yes. The answer's yes.
What would be your showstopper for a Toku-themed bake-off? I would make a life-size Holly out of Rice Krispie cake.
So I'd look like I would be like this horrible yeah. pockmarked. Like...
I mean, yeah.
Aww.
For visual accuracy. Aww. What's yours?
I would make... I don't know. I was going to say your face, but then you've kind of done that. One-upped me with a life-size replica.
Sucks to you.
Bullshit.
Why don't you make one that's like a butt or something? That's your kind of thing.
I made you toku biscuits.
You did?
For
they
Christmas.
Said sex on them.
They said, well, they
sex
had...
Sex dungeon.
Sex dungeon, yeah. And then toku podcast.
Yeah,
and cool. Then something else, which
something
I can't remember.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Severed Head Sanders says, why won't my 3-week-old daughter stop crying? Why? Please make it stop. It's been hours. I've never met a baby.
No, I don't know anything
That's
about
a lie.
Tiny
I've
humans.
I've met like two babies.
Yeah.
I was a baby once.
I remember I was once a baby and I cried a lot, apparently.
Good.
But I stopped crying as soon as I could talk. So you gotta wait till she can talk and then you're fine.
And then she'll start saying, I am displeased with this situation instead.
Yes, exactly.
That's what babies do. Alfred Dorr would like to know, is there a point in continuing when one's life... became stagnant over 10 years ago and nothing new ever seems to happen. That got sad.
Oh, no.
Yes, of course there is.
Of course there is, because there's always... But create stuff.
Yeah, things come back around, but you have to actually put in the momentum to make them be go.
You have to kickstart it.
Yeah, but not literally. Don't get a Kickstarter.
No, don't do that.
Athena Allen would like to know, which video game boy would you adopt as your son to love and cherish? Ooh.
Good one. Wind Waker Link. Because he's so goofy and nice.
No, Toon Link.
Yeah, Toon Link is mine. Come on. You can't choose, but I've got Toon Link. I've got Toon Link.
Can I have Kirby?
We've got the same hair.
Can I have Kirby?
Kirby's not a little boy.
He's a little boy!
Okay, fine.
Okay, wait, no. I'm just looking at your amiibo.
Yeah, you're just looking at amiibo
just
now.
Just checking out the... Fox McCloud's too sexy.
He's too old to be your son.
Yeah, I know. He's too sexy to be my son, is what I'm saying. I'm not touching Falco.
Yeah, no, fuck Falco.
How about, like, Ness?
Yeah, okay.
He's all right.
You could put him in, like, a kind of sideshow.
Yeah.
Make money off him.
Yeah. Bitsocket would like to know, my lovely wife is having a baby soon. What are some good baby names? We're struggling with boys' names. Have you considered Joe?
Yes. Joe. I genuinely think... Baby Socket.
Baby Socket.
Baby Socket is a good one.
Or maybe Baby Suck It.
That's horrible!
I meant like it's got a dummy in its mouth.
No,
and it's
Baby
it.
Socket. And it's Baby, Socket. Second name Socket. Baby Socket.
But their second name isn't Socket.
What is it? Was it boys' names?
Boys' names.
What boys' names do I like? I don't know. I feel like I like really boring ones.
I've always liked William and Benjamin.
Those Benjamin's good. Max, yeah. Oscar.
Isaac.
Isaac is a good one.
Isaac's a nice name.
Yeah, I like the name Isaac.
Jacob.
Jacob, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not as good with boys' names, because boys' names are boring.
Everyone in my family is called James.
Yeah, we have, my dad's middle name is Gregers. You can have Gregers. Do you want Gregers?
Is that like a Danish thing? Or
it's a Danish thing. I wouldn't recommend it.
It sounds like
Well,
Greg's.
My mum's middle name is Chinedu, which is a Nigerian name. So
but that's not helpful for boys' names.
We've got all the crazy middle names.
Let's go through everyone in my family. James, Stuart, Jim, which is short for James. What are people in my family called? My brother's called Philip, which I don't really know that many people called Philip.
No, that's a good point, actually. I know a couple,
Phil is nice.
Yeah.
What? My brother's middle name is James. My dad's middle name is James. My dad's first name is Andrew. Andy.
I'm trying to think of, like, interesting...
Yeah.
Interesting names. Maybe something like... Something
you're
kind of...
bad at this.
Yeah. But something... Well, it's got to be on brand, because it's Bitsocket.
You don't have to make your baby be on brand, Holly. Because then you're going to end up calling your sex dungeon. Please don't.
No, I'm not that mean. Or it'll be dungeon.
Dunge for sure.
Dunge. Little baby Dunge.
Oh, God.
Little baby
What about
Dunge.
Jack? Jack is a nice name.
Jack is a nice name. I like Max as well.
Alex.
Max.
I'm here. My family name's again. Luke.
I knew a couple of dickhead Lukes, though.
There are a lot of dickhead Lukes.
Yeah.
There are also some very nice Lukes. Yes. If your name's Luke and you're listening, I'm sure you're lovely. Are you just going to look up baby names?
I'm going to look up boy names.
I mean... Oh, Oliver. Oliver's real cute.
Yes, I really like the name Oliver.
Really like Oliver. Because Ollie, but also boy Oliver, sounds names. So serious and
Oliver.
Smart.
Apparently Noah is number one at the moment.
I don't think that's true.
According to Google.
Liam's all right.
Yeah.
Not Ethan. I knew some dickhead Ethan's.
Oliver there. Elijah.
Adam.
Logan.
Thomas. We're just saying names.
Yeah.
Nicholas.
Do something.
How do you feel about Nicholas?
Nick, well, my cousin's called Nicholas.
I like Nick.
But he goes by Nico.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Who else do I know that's
a boy? Hunter.
Hunter.
That's such an American name.
I think this is an American list.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah.
Isaac, though. Isaac is a very good name.
Isaac's good.
Yeah.
I'm still cool with, what did we say, Alex?
Yeah.
William.
Max.
Max is cute. You can call him Maximilian.
Benjamin.
Benj Socket. Ben Socket.
Ben Socket.
Benji Socket.
Bit. Is there a boy's name that starts a bit?
Kit.
Kit?
Kit Socket.
Kit Socket.
Kit is short for... I don't actually know.
Finn is one that's very popular.
Finn's cute.
I like
Star
Irish
Wars
names.
Time. Finley, yeah.
Irish names are nice. I always like the idea of going, because I remember trying to think of really weird names, and I would always, and I can't remember what time, it was when I was in doing my A-levels, and I remember because I was studying in Aaron Bevan at the time, the founder of the NHS.
Of course.
Well, the Labour Prime Minister. Oh God, I can't remember my history.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to have to Google it. Anyway, he had the first name Aniron, which I always quite liked. It was Nybevan. But you can't call, okay. I couldn't call my child Aniron.
I quite like poet names, actually. You know, they've always got, like, three names.
Yeah.
Like Percy and, what's another poet?
You can't have Percy because I just think of Blackadder.
What's another poet? George. But all kids around this age are going to be called George because Prince George
is
a thing.
Labour Party politician who is Minister for Health. Yes, I was right.
Oscar. I feel weird about the name Oscar because there was a boy in my year called Oscar and he... He shat himself on a ski trip.
Oh, brilliant!
And then went around showing everyone.
What? What?
And I ran away and locked the room and all the girls
He shat himself and then thought the natural progression
is to show everyone.
We
were 11. He was running naked through the halls of the chalet.
Ew, with a shitty arse. Ew! That's disgusting.
And I locked the room. And like, my friends were locked out. And they were like, please let us in. And I could just hear, like he came in. They screamed. And then he went out. And they were like, we saw so much. Please let us in. And then I was like, okay.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's amazing. I was going to be called Oscar if I was a boy.
Well.
Yeah. That could have been me. Then for the grace of God go I.
Do you think we would have been friends if you were a boy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think I'd be an alright boy.
Would we be lovers?
Nah.
I'm not your type. I am not your type. I'd be like, Holly, my love, let's go pick flowers in the wild flower meadow. And you'd be like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I'd be so clingy. Like, love me.
Oh.
Please love me.
No.
Why don't you love me?
I would be your friend.
You would be my friend that you kept at a distance.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And sometimes I'd be like, Oscar, have you ever thought about whether we should be together? And you'd be like, nope. No.
I'm out of here.
No.
I like in my head I'm imagining myself as like a Fonz type character, like
really,
really cool.
Really, because you're not like that right now, Holly.
Not even when I do this.
I mean, it's basically just a gender swapping that's going
this,
on. You don't look like this. The Fonz.
Oh.
The Fonz doesn't wear hoodies and ripped jeans.
No.
He's too cool for that.
You crush my spirit. Do we have any more? Oh my God, we need to hurry up because you need to get
No, there aren't any more questions.
There are no more questions?
When does the tube stop?
Soon. So we should wrap this up.
How soon?
Well, we can wrap up the podcast and find out.
Great.
Okay, right. You should follow us on Twitter, @toku_podcast. I'm @Nielsen_Holly.
I'm literally looking at my Twitter. Yeah. I'm @HowNotToDraw.
Yeah, How Not To Draw.
How not to draw.
Remember to rate and review. I did read some of our reviews, and that's really sweet.
Wait, are there new ones?
There are new ones since last I checked. And they make... are so happy. So if you can subscribe and rate and review and be nice about us and tell people about us, then that would be awesome. And we love you all very much. Say it. We're gonna say bye. We're gonna do this.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.